Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The prophet Jonah learned a valuable lesson when he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. I'm not sure exactly which day it was that the revelation of this truth came to him, but whenever he confessed that salvation is of the Lord, he was shortly delivered from this grave he was in. When the Spirit of God convinces a man of the lost and helpless state he is in by nature and reveals unto him the certainty of death and judgment that awaits him, that man will confess that if he is going to be saved, it will have to be the Lord who does it. As long as a man thinks in his heart that his acceptance with God is in any way enhanced or entered into by something he can do or has done, that man is still a stranger to grace and ignorant of his own deadness in trespasses and sins. Justification by faith is a biblical truth, which is at the heart of true gospel preaching. But like all true concepts, men have twisted and turned this truth and misused it until what some men mean by these terms is actually not what the Scriptures mean by them. It is quite common to hear justification by faith preached in such a way as to make men think of it as a work of the flesh, which they may perform in order to gain eternal redemption. Some teach that faith is the grounds and basis of a man's justification with God. The only basis upon which a man can be judged righteous in the courts of heaven is the shed blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is imputed to guilty sinners before they ever drew breath. The only ground of their acceptance in the Father's sight is the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from any work that can or shall be done by any of the sons of Adam. They are no more accepted in the beloved in the courts of heaven after they have believed than before. The elect sons of God have been and remain the objects of His perfect love, and they are honorable in His sight solely because of their standing in Jesus Christ, their eternal Redeemer. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. There can be no equivocation on the fact that the elect are fully and completely justified in the courts of heaven by no action of their own. Yet there is another perspective of justification that does involve the mind of men. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. The continual offerings under the law, though done in obedience, could never take away sin in the court of heaven, nor in the conscience of man, because those continual yearly sacrifices only served to testify that sin was a continual problem that could not be taken away in this fashion. But the bringing in of a better hope did solve this problem. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. By one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified or set apart. The Lord justifies His people by His knowledge, as Isaiah wrote. They are made by His grace to comprehend the glorious work which He has done in their behalf. They are made to rejoice by the work of His Spirit in us, causing them to be reconciled to God. He has wrought faith in them that they might believe His precious promises and embrace the glorious truth of their complete, utter justification in His sight. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Those who by the grace of God have believed the gospel are not only justified in the courts of heaven, but also in their mind. Paul said, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gospel message is a message of reconciliation. Indeed, God is reconciled to His elect, but the preaching of the gospel exhorts the sons of God, be ye reconciled to God. Paul said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Do you believe in Him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.